And today we are joined by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's Director of Economic Development, Felicia Ainsa. Felicia, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for joining us. I love this new role at REC, and I love that you're in it. But can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and kind of what led you to seek employment at REC? Just tell us even what is a Director of Economic Development at an electric cooperative, because I think most people recognize a Director of Economic Development for a county or a city. You're working for an electric cooperative that has a service area of a lot of counties, a lot more than a Director of Economic Development for one of them. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my background is economic development, workforce development, and business consultation. So I've just always been interested. I actually started with an organization that's like a Main Street program. So I've always been really passionate about just helping small and family-owned businesses, businesses currently in the community, and just helping them solve problems. And so that eventually meandered me into economic development, which is a career I never would have imagined. Never went to school dressed up like an economic developer for career day. I would have even known what to wear. But I ended up in the career, and it's just been really, really fulfilling. And so I've actually done this for the last 4 years. I was at Henrico County with their Economic Development Authority, just taking care of the businesses that are in the community and just the enrichness of the relationships, helping companies, helping individuals, creating jobs, opportunities. It's just really fun and exciting. So this is a brand new position. It's never existed before at Rappahannock Electric. And I actually started in August. It was created so that we can help the communities within our footprint reach the vision of what they want to become as a community. And so most people really don't even understand what economic development is. I'm not sure my own family even really gets it. But it's I know, I'm like SimCity kind of close. They kind of get that. But economic development is just about helping communities prosper. It's about purposely shaping their economy so that you're creating that stability, you're diversifying, and you're creating opportunities for everyone, that everyone can become whatever it is that they want to become. And so it's just a really great opportunity to be able to do that through REC.
Wow. Well, I learned something new. I didn't know that. Let's say a new business wants to move to Virginia. Why is it important for them to look at REC's service area before they do that?
Oh, awesome. Well, that was one of the reasons why I took the job with REC, is when I looked at the company and their culture and how awesome they were, the fact this was a brand new position that I could completely craft and shape something from the start, and then just the assets of the territory, the entire region. We have portions of 22 counties. It was just outstanding and exciting, which is why I came on board. It just everything really lined up. But the region itself is just so strong and robust. If you put together the economies of the 22 counties, that is a $54 billion economy. It's about 1.2 million people, right? And so this is really, really strong. But we find a lot of times what happens, particularly once you move outside of the urban centers, is that there's just not enough resources and enough manpower to truly advertise and market and go out and present how amazing it is. And then not to mention COVID-19 has actually really tipped things in favor of regions like ours, because if you don't have to work in downtown New York City or DC and pay those prices, why would you? So our region is actually really growing a lot, and it just creates a lot of exciting opportunities.
Now, you talked a little bit about money, like resources, marketing, and, you know, reasons why business should move here and how strong our regional economy is. Now, let's continue to talk about money. Let's talk about how cost is super, super important for businesses. And one of the biggest things that people worry about when starting a business or, you know, even maintaining one. So what does REC do to assist in this area?
Sure. A lot of economic development is about helping companies build their business case, helping them explore all the different things that will impact their decision. Because ideally, when you decide to come to a new territory like ours for the first time, or you decide to expand your company, I mean, that's a huge decision that hopefully will last you for decades. And it's going to really impact your success for the future. So for us, whenever we're looking at business cost, We want to make sure that they understand that we have really decreasing wholesale energy costs, actually. So the prices for in the last couple of years have already come down, and they're projected to continue to come down, which is really exciting. And then we also are doing other things like economic development rates. That's something that we're working on with our generation and transmission provider, ODEC, Old Dominion Electric Cooperative. So even just starting at a company that peaks each month at 1 megawatt of energy can start getting some assistance for any new or expanded loads. To kind of put that in layman terms, a megawatt is about a 500,000 square foot warehouse. So it's not like this is only for the big, big boys that they're going to be able to benefit from this. And then just internally revising and re-looking at everything that we do as a cooperative and saying, are we truly as competitive as we could be? Are we as forward-thinking as we could be so that we can support it? And then we also always try to remind businesses at all levels of economic development that it's just not the here and now. You know, sometimes communities will do these crazy incentives that's just, you know, for the first 5 years, you pay no taxes. It's really not about the here and now. It's about the long term. It's about relationships, and it's about reliability. It's about being able to get the labor that you need, getting the support that you need, having the relationships with your local and state government. Those things really are the make and break. So while the math is part of it, we try to make sure that they're seeing the entire picture so that they're set up well.
While you're talking about these businesses, you know, we're kind of skimming over that, but what are some notable businesses that have intentionally located within REC's territory?
Sure. And they actually match up pretty well with, we have target industries that we believe our region is a good fit for, that we have the labor, the sites, all of the infrastructure and support for. So they match up pretty well. So those are manufacturing, it's data centers. Data centers is really growing. Of course, we have the whole fiber network in Northern Virginia, but then you also have all of the underseas, the ones actually crossing the oceans. They're hitting the Atlantic right there in Virginia Beach, turning right up the 95 at Richmond, and they're coming through our territory. So data centers are growing, supply chains are growing. Professional services is kind of in a wait see right now because of COVID and so many people working from home. And then of course, agricultural, agribusiness, agritourism. So those are all things that we do really well in our region. Some of the cool companies that kind of fall within those parameters, MCD, they're really cool. They do, think of any systems in a building that you would want to protect from outside threat. They do those kinds of things. So smart, intelligent systems. Equinix is a data center. They are a network access point. So that's really cool. King's Dominion, one of my childhood nightmares would be like in the upside down loop and then all of a sudden power goes off and you get stuck. You know? Oh, gosh. I mean, talk about reliability. Like, you know, like stuff of nightmares. So we keep King's Dominion powered. McKesson, Luckstone, there's just so many really great, robust companies that have purposely come here and they continue to do well.
I love that purpose when they come here. That's awesome. Now, REC has put a spin on fun, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But now, in line with electricity, internet is super, super important component of business and just our everyday lives. What is REC doing to help facilitate this possibility?
Sure. Well, we know now more than ever, your ability to get broadband, your ability to connect impacts everything, right? That's the work from home, it's the schooling from home, it's so many of the things that we're trying to do. And that also impacts businesses. If they can't communicate with their suppliers, with their customers, they just really can't move forward. And so REC wants to be part of the solution for this. So for us, FUN is the Fiber Utility Network. So a different spin on FUN, not what you would normally think of. So the Fiber Utility Network, by the time we're done, that's going to be 820 miles of fiber that's running through. It's going to be a backbone, and it's actually connecting our offices, our infrastructure, the things that we need so that we're improving our own system and our ability to work. But we're also purposely overbuilding it with dark fiber. So then people who want to partner with us, then they can take it from our dark fiber and they can go out to the home. Or if they want to do wireless broadband, well, we have extra tall poles, they can put it up on our poles. So when you're talking 17,000 miles of poles already going through this entire territory, is a tremendous head start to be able to make sure that we are supporting broadband infrastructure throughout our entire community.
You guys are significantly taking a larger role in being leaders in our community, and we thank you so much for taking that active role in making this urban crescent even more bountiful. Felicia, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're most welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.